Hi everyone, it's Angel here. I want to start by saying a really, really big thank you to everyone who has liked, followed, subscribed, reposted, shared my podcast. Over the last few years, my podcast has really, really grown and has really got out there really quickly. So I want to say a really big thank you to all my listeners. The book I'm going to read today is called The Witch's Cat and the Trouble with Tidying Up. This one was written by Kirsty Watson. I've read a few of Kirsty's books on my podcast before, and they were amazing. So I know you're going to love this one. This book is available on Amazon. Also, check Kirsty's Facebook page out at facebook.com/Kirsty Watson Author. She's also got an Instagram page as well, which is instagram.com/Kirsty_Watson_author. This way, you'll never miss out on her next book. Before I start, make sure you're all comfy and teddy ready. Don't forget, you can check out my pages by simply searching Storytime with Angel, Bonnet and Friends on Google. Pretty simple, right? Right, let's get reading. Bye for now. The Witch's Cat and the Trouble with Tidying Up, written by Kirsty Watson and Nina Kalova. I do love a good spring clean, don't you, Cat? The lovely witch said one morning. The witch's cat pretended he hadn't heard because he did not like cleaning up. It's okay, Cat. I've finished the cleaning. You just need to tidy up your things, the lovely witch said. You can do it while I pop out, but remember, no magic potions and stay away from the broomstick. The witch's cat wasn't sure where to start. It seemed like an awful lot of work. That's when he spotted the magic wand. It was just sitting there all alone. The lovely witch has left it for me to play with, he decided. He'd never used a wand before, but the lovely witch made it look very easy. She just gave it a swish and a flick and said what she wanted. Then, zing-a-ling-a-ling, it just magically happened. I know, said the cat. I'll use the wand to help me tidy up. But first, I'm going to have some fun. The cat gave the wand a swish and a flick and said the first word that came to mind. Bananas. Zing-a-ling-a-ling. And a big heap of bananas appeared. Ha-ha! It worked. Cat didn't really like bananas, so next he asked for his favourite. Sardines. Zing-a-ling-a-ling. Scrummy sardines began raining down from the ceiling. Plop, plop, plop. Yummy, he said, gulping them down. Next, he fancied something sweet. Ice creams with sprinkles, he yelled. Zing-a-ling-a-ling. When Cat couldn't eat another mouthful, he decided to ask for some new toys. Zing-a-ling-a-ling,
Yippee!
When he was bored of playing with the toys, Cat fancied trying on some new hats. Zing-a-ling-a-ling! But he couldn't decide which one he liked best. Next, he wanted to run super fast. Zing-a-ling-a-ling! He whizzed around the house like a super cat, jumping on the furniture, climbing up the walls, and swinging from the lights as he went. Zoom! Whee! Crash! Bang! As Cat returned to normal speed, he suddenly remembered. Oh no! I'm supposed to be tidying up. But now I've made even more mess. I wish everything could go back to how it was, he thought. Then, he had a brilliant idea. I know, I will just go back in time. Zing-a-ling-a-ling. The mess started to tidy itself away. The hats disappeared. Then the new toys, the ice creams with sprinkles, the sardines, and finally the bananas. Ha ha, it's working, he said. But Cat hadn't told the wand how far back in time he wanted to go. He watched in horror as yesterday, last week, and then last year zoomed by in a flash. Stop! He screamed. When it finally did stop, Cat found himself face to face with a gigantic dinosaur. Roar! Help! Cat yelled. I wanted to go back to this morning. Not the time of the dinosaurs. Ah! So he quickly swished the wand and said, take us back to the right time. Zing-a-ling-a-ling. He landed back home. Thud! Snap! Ouch! Phew! That was close, he said, pleased that everything was back to normal. Ha! I am very good at wand magic, after all.
Roar, roar.
Oh no! Why is the dinosaur here? Cat groaned. The dinosaur was not too happy about it either. It was far too big for their little house, and it made a terrible mess. Cat had no time to tidy up now. Because... Cat! What have you done? Why is there a dinosaur here? You were meant to be tidying up, not destroying the whole house, the lovely witch cried. Oh dear, I should have just put my things away to begin with, the witch's cat said, as he began the awfully long job of tidying up. Without a magic wand.
Crunch! Roar!
The end. Thank you everyone for listening to that amazing story by Kirsty Watson. She is an amazing author who has written so many cool books for children, which are available on Amazon. So pop on there and check them out. Bye everybody!